Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church. It's a home church, street preaching ministry, and also worldwide here on the internet, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Today's Sunday, March 15th, 2015. And this is GNN, Gregory News Network. I've been on the air since 1999, all forms of media with my networking shows. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Talked about earthquake preparedness and emergency preparedness. It is now GNN, Gregory News Network. And I'm the owner of GNN, Gregory News Network, by the grace of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's my God. He's my best friend. Forever. And in a few moments, I'll be reading out of the Word of God, the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Here's a verse out of the Word of God right now. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says in the Holy Word of God, the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can call in live here to Blog Talk Radio. Yes, you can. The call-in number is area code 347-633-9660. That's, you dial 1-347-633-9660. And after this broadcast, you can call me on my cell phone at any time, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. Of course, you dial 1 first. If you want one of my newsletters, The Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter, The Gregory Report. Any kind of contribution for this Christian ministry, much appreciated, $10 or higher. Also, I want to have a special shout-out to Ramsey and Ruth Tamar. They're missionaries to Jerusalem, and with their children, Peter, Christy, and George. A special shout-out for them. Pray for them. Ramsey and Ruth Tamar, missionaries to Jerusalem. And not feeling 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't been feeling well. I was in the hospital for a couple days, less than a week ago. And so keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated. And God bless you. And, you know, the more that I serve the Lord and do what's right, the more Satan and his people are on the attack against me big time. I'll give you a for instance. I take a stand against same-sex marriage and homosexuality. And these people, now they're saying things about me that are not true because I take a stand against them. I take stands. I take the stand for the Word of God, whether people like it or not. Whether people like it or not. As it says in the book of Ezekiel, whether they hear or forbear, they must hear. Most people do not have ears to hear. They have ears, physical ears, but they don't have spiritual ears. And, you know, we're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to say it. I like living. You know, we all do. But God's will be done. That's all I got to say is God's will be done, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor of this church. God called me to preach, and And that's what I intend to do until the end of my time here on Earth. You know, people try to intimidate me. They hate me without a cause. And I pray for these people that they'll repent, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ himself died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven himself in righteousness, in great glory, in great power. He's almighty, he's all-powerful. The Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, he is God the Son, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. As Jesus Christ said to his disciples, when you see me, you have seen the Father. I and my Father are one. Amen. Amen. The Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, they're not three separate gods. One God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Okay, with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And now I'm going to turn to the book of Thessalonians. And, you know, I'm in the Word of God every day. I have to stay in the Word of God because, as the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm turning here to 2 Thessalonians. Stand by. And I'm going to go to chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, here in the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that's the rapture, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, that falling away is a falling away from the faith. And the man of sin, I believe he's already been revealed, the son of perdition. And I believe it is President Barack Hussein Obama. I believe he is the man of sin, the son of perdition. Now, I could be wrong about that. I don't think so, though. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, when the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, wait a minute, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, that's the Antichrist, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them, that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. A lot of people have not received the love of the truth. They have no love in them. There's some people out there that profess to be Christians, but hatred is inside of them. And they are not truly Christians. They never received the love of the truth, truly. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. You know, that's what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, a strong delusion sent from God. People, you know, they're believing a lie rather than the truth. They believe a lie as the truth. And that's you know, that's the time and age that we're in right now, ladies and gentlemen. It goes on to say here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, this is verse 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. We as Christians must repent on a daily basis. I die daily. The Apostle Paul said, through the inspiration of God, I die daily to self. Not physically, but die daily to self. Turn away from things of the flesh and be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Verse 12 again, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Don't ever doubt God, ladies and gentlemen. He is the truth. Don't ever have an evil heart of unbelief, okay? Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. God wants us to do good things for his glory, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to be wrapping up pretty soon. I'm glad you're listening to this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also, you can catch my YouTube broadcast for my network, CNN, Gregory News Network, under my name on YouTube, James Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, also I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. Also I'm on Twitter at Gregory of News, at G-R-E-G-O-R-Y-O-F-N-E-W-S. Coming down to the last minute of this live radio broadcast, it's only a 15-minute show, but I might go back to a half-an-hour format once again sometime this week. And ladies and gentlemen, you keep me in your prayers. Today is the day of salvation. If you're not saved, call upon the Lord Jesus Christ right now and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell, but please save my soul. And the Lord will do so. He will save your soul. He's the only one who is capable of saving your soul, the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe and trust in him. Repent of your sins, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repent means turn away from any evil way. Now, we as Christians are not perfect. We still make mistakes, but whenever we do sin, we confess our sins to God Almighty, not to another sinner, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay, wrapping up. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you from beautiful Jacksonville, Florida. Take care for now.